Today on Be'ez Hashem we learned the Tzadi Zayin and Masech the Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include Shimer Yayin, the status of wine made from steeping pressed grapes, which were already used for winemaking in water. The Gemara discusses whether the emerging liquid retains the Shmarim status of Truma, Meiser, Sheini, Hektish. This may depend on whether Rishon, Sheini, Shlish, Revi, how many times the Shmarim was soaked, and Noitzin Tam, whether the water tastes like wine. Hechsher Zroim, the process whereby produce becomes susceptible to Tuma only if it comes into contact with liquid, and regarding water, only Bedenichele. Water only causes a Hechsher if it was collected purposely, or if the owner needed the liquid for some purpose. Yain Lanisachu LeKiddush HaYoyim, which wines are suitable for the wine libations on the Mizbeach and for Kiddush, including Mipiha, wine from the top of the barrel, which contains mold, Mishuleha, wine from the bottom of the barrel, which contains sediments, Yain Kushi, dark wine, Bayrik, white wine, Halistin, weak, sweet wine, Shalmartiv, wine from a cellar, which may possibly be soured, and Shaltzimukim, raisin wine, Yain Kaisis, souring wine, Mazuk, diluted wine, Rechira, wine with a bad odor, and Mugula, wine that was left uncovered and may contain snake venom.